So it is, Chambra, that we return to the energy of my cottage, energy of the Chambra room, and I invite all of you to come here whenever you choose, whenever you need a getaway, whenever you need to experience or re-experience what it is like to use your imagination. You've done it once today. You've allowed yourself to do this silly thing of going along with the story, going along with this visualization. But what you've done is truly give yourself freedom to let the imagination expand. This place, this cottage, is as real as the home you live in. It's not supported by walls that are made of wood or stone. It's made of walls of energies. Energies that are very fluid, energies that can change. So when you come back here to revisit, don't expect it to always look the same. It is changing. It is evolving, just like you are changing and evolving. When you come back here and find that the rooms are different and have been rearranged, understand that it is because you have changed something within yourself. You've changed your own rooms. You've made yourself different. So therefore, everything else appears different, you see. You can come in here and practice using your imagination. The imagination energies can be left here. They can be used, expanded to the other dimensions. They can be brought back to Earth with you. Imagine a joyful, abundant life. Imagine it while you sit here in the Chambra room. And then bring those energies back. Manifest them in your reality. Bring them back to Earth. You don't have to define exactly what they are like. Simply that you're imagining an abundant life, a healthy life, and bring it back to Earth. We want to talk for a moment here before we get into the questions. We want to talk for a moment about one other type of blockage, one other thing that could possibly be holding you back. And this is what we call a spiritual blockage. You have, so many of you have, a preconceived notion or idea of what being spiritual is all about. You have this because you have spent so many of your lifetimes in spiritual service, in the churches, in synagogues, in the temples. So many of you have been instrumental in starting the modern religions of today. You have followed a very structured and disciplined path of spirituality. You have kept at it lifetime after lifetime. Yes. Been attracted into different types of religions, and many of you have actually in this lifetime chosen to go away from the religions on purpose, but there is always the spiritual calling. Because of this type of background for Chambra in general and for you, there is a limitation of spirituality that you have adapted, that you have brought into your life, confines of how you think spirituality should be. Many of you think of spirituality as being very solemn and very quiet and very painful. Something that you must suffer through. We have done our best in working with Chambra over these years to help you to understand that it can be different. You can laugh. You can actually, believe it or not, enjoy the pleasures of Earth. Yes, you can indeed. Why else do you think you should be here? Enjoy the pleasures. You don't have to be trapped in them. You don't have to be addicted to them, but you can enjoy them. So there are many blockages relating to this thing of spiritual freedom. In this coming month of time when we are working closely with you and helping you to discover how to free yourself, one of the things that we're going to bring up is spiritual freedom. What are your preconceived notions about spirituality? Who do you consider to be a spiritual leader? Who is a spiritual idol that you have had? We're going to take that little spiritual idol statue down off the mantle and smash it. Because it was old. You've gotten into a pattern, and we will use Yeshua for an example. So many have gotten into a pattern of what they think Yeshua was. Most of you know better now, but the typical human thinks that Yeshua or Jesus was a certain way. Well, they've written books about it, and the books are not accurate. Yeshua was not at all what he was depicted to be. Now, there is a, an alternative reality of Jesus that has been created through the consciousness of those who think he was a certain way. And then he appears to be real. And they follow a Jesus who is judgmental, a Jesus who they have to go through for salvation. They have created this secondary figure, but that is not who the real Yeshua is about. Some of you have very preconceived notions about spirituality and even how you should feel and how you should act and how you should look. And you try to follow that and it doesn't work, and then you get frustrated when you're caught in that. So we're going to work with you on this thing of spiritual freedom in these next few weeks of time, helping you to understand how you can get out of your habits. Get it? Caldra tells me I should stick to simply delivering the message. You can get out of the old ways of thinking about what it means to be spiritual. Some of you think being spiritual means that you can read minds, means that you will know things that are going to happen before they do. That will come. That will come, but it is not the primary focus. You will be so interconnected into everything as you evolve spiritually that you will have these feelings and thoughts, and you will sense people, and you will be able to talk to dogs and animals, and you will be able to do all these things, but it is secondary. It comes as the result of understanding that you are the Creator, that you are God also. Comes as a result of understanding that you can be human and angel all together. Just like you can be sitting in this room, listening to us right now, and be in my cottage. With that, we would be delighted to take your questions.
Thank you. Sorry to waste everyone's time, but I feel like I've reached the end of my rope and totally out of options. A year ago, you mentioned that for Chandra, it will get easier. And last year has been the most miserable of my life. I can't seem to do anything right. I only seem to create suffering, struggle, and deep pain despite my best intentions. There's no love or joy in my life. Very few friends. No dreams or hopes. The thoughts of suicide often cross my mind since I seem to be wasting my life away. I have no faith left in myself or anything anymore. I feel totally alone and in a deep, dark hole with nothing to look forward to, and yet I still want to give it a last shot. What am I doing wrong? What do I need to change? Is there any hope for me, anything at all? Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Indeed. And your words and energy speak so much for all of Chandra, so much, sharing the story of the difficulties that you have gone through. Basically, for you who have written this and for all of you who are here, you have gone from one lifetime to the other while staying in the same physical body. Very difficult to do. You have been changing and releasing things that could have taken many, many lifetimes, but you chose this. You chose to do it all at one time. Yes, it has been difficult. Much of today's shoud addresses the very issues that you brought up. It has been very difficult going through these changes. It has been very challenging, but indeed the worst is over. The hardest of the hardships is over. We know that because we constantly measure and monitor the energies of Chandra. We see where each of you are at individually. We have to say for you, for all of you, that sometimes that you reach the darkest levels, the levels of the most despair, when you are about to make the greatest changes. Why is that? It's because It forces you to give up everything that you thought you were. It forces you to give up old stories. It forces you to release things that no longer serve you. And yes, it does. It does feel terrible to go through, and we've talked about this with you over and over again. Now that you have gotten to the point of basically total release, you're finding that the old doesn't work anymore. A primary cause of the depression and the frustration. The old doesn't work. It's simply not responding. But yet you keep going back and trying to use the old over and over and over. And you get more filled with despair and depression until you finally give up. Until you finally surrender. And in that surrender are the answers. You're surrendering only to yourself. You are giving up. You are giving up all the old stories. You are surrendering to the higher nature of yourself and allowing that to come in and to be with you. We love and admire you, all of you, who say, I'm at my end. I'm in the darkest of the dark. I don't even know who I am anymore. But yet, I'm going to continue to give it a try. What I'm going to ask you today is no longer give it a try. Because you keep trying with old tools, you see. No need to struggle anymore. You can absolutely let go and trust yourself, your divine self, your human self, all of you. You can let go. You can understand that it may feel like falling off the edge of a cliff into an abyss. But that's when the true miracle happens. That's when you're at such a point that you allow your own divinity to come up. You release the limitations and the restrictions of the old human way. You don't have to end your life to do that. You only need to end trying, ending the old ways, and allow all this new that we've talked about today to come up. You are truly ready to set yourself free, but you're not sure if you're worthy of it. That is your personal root problem here. You're not sure if you're worthy of all this. You're not sure if you have to continue, going to school, learning, having lessons. Oh, for all of you, let the lessons go. There's no need to have lessons in your life. You who ask this question continue to feel that you're not worthy of all these things that we talk about. We want you to go look in the mirror, literally, figuratively, look in the mirror. Ask yourself, are you going to continue to live in the old ways, feeling unworthy, or are you going to grant yourself worthiness? Are you going to grant yourself the ticket to come with us on this incredible, magical mystery tour? Thank you.
Tobias, my husband's been having these wonderfully spiritual dreams every night, and he's doing what he loves during the day. But I feel like in my life, I thought that I knew what I was doing spiritually, and I thought I was in the right job in the right place, but the job is very stressful, and I deal with dysfunctional people a lot, and now I'm having doubts that I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm not really sure where I am right now and why I'm creating all of this. So I'd like your advice.
Indeed. It's first important not to measure yourself against any other human, and there's a common tendency to do this. You have to say, see your reflection in other people sometimes, and to measure yourself against your mate or any others is not appropriate for your journey. Your path is very unique to you. You have truly planned it out this way. You are at the point of being impatient, bored, frustrated with so many of the old things, and you're going through a wonderful clearing process. There are a few, but not any major blocks in your way. You're doubting yourself, which for all of you is easy to do. We're going to ask you to simply ask yourself if you are ready for changes. I know we repeat this over and over again, but there's part of you that has fear and uncertainty about letting go of some of the things that you have become quite attached to. Are you truly ready to go through some of these changes? we don't see from our perspective that you are doing anything wrong. It is simply that you are not sure if you are ready to go to something even more right or more truthful. We're going to ask you to take your own type of leap of faith in your heart, in your being. You don't have to worry about the specific external actions that you have to take. When you are ready, things like your job will move. But be ready for that change. Be ready to, move on to something else. When you are ready, all of these things will come to you. So imagine, when you are in your own private time, imagine a line across the floor. You've been standing on this side of the line, not sure if you are really ready or really equipped. When you are ready, step over that line. It is a symbol to yourself that you are ready to move on, to make that change. But again, do not judge yourself against any other being, because this is not a foot race to spirituality. It is a very, very unique experience that you're going through. And there are no major stumbling blocks, or there's just this small thing holding you back. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, in the new energy, should wives share their husbands sexually? Actually, that's asked from the person that asked that from a very serious and deep place.
Indeed.
Vice versa, too.
Indeed. We will begin the answer to that by saying that it would be most appropriate in these coming months to have a full session, or what you call these Ask Tobias sessions. It's really ask yourself sessions about sexuality, for it is a subject that could take up days worth of time. It is an important subject right now, and it is one that I, Tobias, am not an expert at from my times as a human. I will have to admit to all of you that I was afraid of sexuality when I walked upon the earth, particularly in my latter lifetimes. Sex was considered something that was perhaps wrong. It was simply there for propagation, for creating children. But because of my very deep religious convictions, I did not have an open mind or a open heart about sexuality. And Kelder is laughing because he sees the picture. He's calling me an old prude. That being said, we don't feel any of you should place any rules or restrictions about sexuality. In other words, you shouldn't say that it has to be this way or it has to be that. There is not a right or a wrong in it from our concern. However, as a creator and as a human who has a sense of responsibility, understand that the implications with your mate, if your mate feels comfortable with this, that is one thing. If they are not, then you have some decisions to make with yourself. There's nothing wrong with having multiple partners. However, many have abused this in the past. Or they have sought to take energy and power from other people. Sexuality is the fastest way to abuse another person, to literally take their energy, to use it to feed yourself. Sexuality can be a highly addictive energy. So ask yourself why you are desiring this. Is it from love? Do you love this person? Or do you simply want to experience what it is like to share your bodies with them? Do you have others who you're responsible for who would have certain feelings about this? Do not ask I, Tobias, or any of the other angels to make up your mind for you. Look at your own life. Look at why you are desiring and seeking this right now. Understand there are no rules. It makes it more difficult, doesn't it? It'd be easier for us to say, no, you can never do this. Or yes, you should do this. But it is up to you. It is a personal choice. No judgment on our part. Go deep within and ask yourself the reasons behind your very question right now. And we know we did not answer it, but this is one only you can answer. Look within. Don't do it with fear. Don't do it with judgment. Do it with love, and you'll discover your own answer here.
Hello. Hi, I'm Thomas. So I'm lucky to make this through here. What is about sex? I really experience it a lot, and it's great. It's really great.
But I may come back and ask you to be my teacher.
If you take it in as an experience, it's very great. If you
indeed
take it as a judgment, don't go for it.
Indeed, it can be the most joyful and fulfilling of human experiences if it is done in a sharing and loving way, but it can also be highly abused.
I'm the joy by itself, and I would like to give hope to the world, to show the world that there are shamans around which are not fear, which are really within the moment of now. And I'm not going to know what's going up for 2005. I'm out of job, and I've done the biggest job I ever can do just to move energy. I'm sitting in the backyard and sitting there, getting the feeling of Metadron and have the feeling that's very stressful, but it's not. It's just very intensive.
This intensity that you feel from Metatron shows in your own being. You have very intense energy and obviously highly connected with Metatron.
Yeah. I'm here to put this question, or I would like to share the imagination of the Indigo Child and the new system of the school. And I would like to you to be able to tell us something about to share with us this imagination of the new school, which is coming up very soon in my imaginations.
Indeed, and this is a subject that again we could talk about at great length. If you take a look at the energy of schools all over the world right now, what they are truly lacking is imagination and creativity. The schools, because of the budget problems, which are really just energy problems, they have limited the studying to the more left brain, as you would call it, the more logical or the brainier things. They have removed the creativity and the imagination from the schools, and this is why they are suffering. This, Shambra, is why they're is violence in the schools and killings in the schools. This is why students are having so many emotional problems and physical problems. And then the doctors give them drugs and they don't know how to handle it. They are being deprived of something that is so very important in their lives. The ability to openly imagine, the ability to be creative without all the burden of structure. So, this being said, what you are imagining and helping to create right now is a whole different type of school system. You might want to even call it the Shambra School. And this is where children will be encouraged to use the imagination and then apply imagination to the more left brain problem solving portions of life. But right now there is none. They're being spiritually and mentally starved because of this. This is something that we would love to talk about in great detail in one of our, how do you call them, these Ask Tobias sessions, Ask Shambra sessions, where we could talk about the schools. And in this, we would say it is time for you, Shambra, to get out of the chairs and to start the schools. And it's not going to be easy at first, necessarily. You're going to be going up against old energy that does not want to see it. And they're going to come up with many reasons for it not to be done. But it is time. The children who have these concentration problems, these things that you call ADD or HDDH or whatever these things are, these are misdiagnosed problems. These children are highly sensitive, highly sensitive. And it is said that they can't focus. They don't want to focus. They want to allow their energies to expand. And it is very difficult for them to live in some of the energetic environments around the world right now. They need an outlet. They need the ability to use the imagination. Then their human focus will work out just fine. The worst thing to do is to put them on drugs. This is killing their spirit. This is very, very difficult on them. So we thank you, and we're going to ask you to help lead this effort.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for volunteering.
Tobias, we have 8 kids. Why are they all so many of them so angry right now?
We believe we just answered that question. Thank you for asking again. And this is, there are other factors, but for the most part, children are getting out of balance because they don't have enough outlet for their creative energies. Now, they play these games, they play their electronic games, but again, that is defining where their imagination can go. Someone else has set the parameters. They just play within it. They need to be able to imagine, like you did today, where you are right now in my cottage. Is it real? Absolutely. Is it physical? Not. No. But it is the same for children. They are angry and agitated, and hopefully, Shambhu, you will help the rest of the world understand it is time for the creative imagination energies to come in, because all it is divine intelligence. Divine intelligence. Thank you.
I'm asking this for Joe Engel. Mm-hmm. And he wants to know, will you, Tobias, tell us about the pyramids and the technologies we used in the temples of Tien? Specifically, will you talk about the physics involved with pyramids? Are they interacting with the field? And are these technologies useful in the new energy? How do they interact with the new energy? And or are we moving beyond these technologies?
Indeed. And the temples of Tien were not all pyramids. Some were very different type of structures. Some of them were very block-like. Others were like pyramids. Others were simply tall columns. There were many energetic reasons for this, but the primary thing we would want to share here is it was a way of concentrating old energy, is the best way to say it. Right now, to try to rely on the energies of the pyramid would be cutting yourself short. Yes, indeed, they do have a way of bringing in energies, but they are more prone to bringing in what would be an old energy right now than a new. You don't need the pyramids to be a resource, a conductor for new energy. Pyramids are fascinating. There has been much work done in the literal pyramids of the past. It is very interesting to note that these pyramids were constructed part through human labor, but the labor was assisted tremendously by the imagination efforts of groups of people at the time who would sit together and go through a type of a chanting exercise. They would raise their vibration level and therefore raise their imagination so they could imagine that these stones, these huge stones, were light on the back of the workers. And this aided and assisted the energies of the workers themselves. Some of the stones were literally, moved like a feather, where barely the human hand was put upon it. But it gives you a good example of how imagination energies can work. So that being said, can you imagine the tremendous, wonderful energy inside these pyramids because of the very way they were built in the first place? Pyramids are fun to play with, and at some point we're going to talk to all of Shambhu about the new sacred geometry. Not the old, but a whole type of new sacred geometry. And we will get into some more information about the pyramids. But for right now, don't get caught in their energy. There is a new type of energy moving in. you obviously, as you know, you were one of the builders of these pyramids, one who helped bring the imagination energies together. You are very, very connected with these. And it is, I have to say, it is a wonderful room to go visit in your own house. Thank you.
My energy has been so low lately. I've had trouble spending time with family during the Christmas holidays. Are there personal reasons for this, or is it simply the reasons you explained in the last shout?
Indeed, there are many factors here. Partly it is because you are still plugged into an old part of the field. The field is the source of energies that lies in a neutral state that you are all connected to. This is how you bring energies back to you. You are going through a process right now within yourself to basically reconnect yourself to the grid to bring in a new and higher level of energy, but this process is still underway. You know that this work is being done because of the very nature of your sleep patterns and your dreams. It takes a while to go through this process. It is, it can be very harsh on the physical body. So your energies are at a very low state, primarily because much of you has been disconnected from the field. There are very few connectors that are still in place, preparing to reconnect or reestablish at different levels of the field. So what you're going through is natural. It will be changing here. We don't want to give a specific time period, but certainly in the next few months. And while you are at a low energy point here, the outside world is affecting you more than normal. This recent earth change with the tsunamis has affected you, and it's tiring you out even more. But you have given permission to go through this process, as have all Shambhra in one form or the other, and it is just a matter of allowing yourself to go through it. Thank you.
Hi, Tobias. This is Kathleen speaking. I wanted to ask you about whether I have surrendered something too soon. About over a year ago, you talked to us about regenerating ourselves and through our new energy. And at that time, I decided I was going to give up my daily supplements, vitamins, and minerals and all that. And I have been doing real good. If I'm injured, I breathe through it and I'm fine. But sometimes if I have, like, you know, rashes or my memory seems to go crazy or whatever, I fall back to some of the old things and they work. So I'm asking this on two levels. First of all, myself, and there's probably other Shambhra out there that have done that routine of vitamins, etc. But also I do a wellness column, which I hope to take into syndication, but I'm wondering if I would be hypocritical to advise people to do this if I'm not doing it.
It all depends on the energy behind the very reason why you're taking these. Some people begin to rely on vitamins and supplements. They get caught into a habit or a trap, and they think they have to have these. So they take them ritually. They take them every day. They set up a wonderful and interesting regime behind them because they think they have to have them. There are times when your body will need certain supplements. It will perhaps need iron or magnesium or calcium as a boost, particularly when you're going through very rapid energy changes. It is time to listen to your body. Your body is not necessarily going to say that you need a certain type of vitamin, but your body will tell you that it is time perhaps to try some supplements. And even if you go to a supplement store that sells these things, you'll be attracted to the right thing. Or if you're not sure, simply try the supplements that contain all things that you need, the multiple supplements. The important thing is taking them because you feel the need for your body to have these versus taking them because you think you have to do it every day. You personally were very correct in what you did. Your body was ready to release the routine that you were in, but there are times when it needs a boost. There are times when it needs that extra reinforcement. This is much like, I'll just say, there will be times your body needs certain type of foods, and we have discussed this over and over again. Sometimes it will need high levels of protein, other times high levels of carbohydrates. It is very difficult right now for any shaman to try to say, this is my exact diet, this is my exact prescription for vitamins and supplements. So this is hard to write a column about, because you're going to be, how to say, be, it would be hard to say to people that they have to listen to your body, because most of the readers would not understand that. But we want to, how to say, as you do your research and you help to share the energy of these supplements with people, help them to understand that they have to be an active participant in whatever they put in their body. They cannot simply open that pack of vitamins and throw it in their mouth and expect their body to rebalance themselves. They have to participate. They have to want a healthy body. They have to want to have energy flowing in and through them. Before they put those tablets in their mouth, they have to energize them and balance them with their body before ingesting them. And that would be one of the most important things to convey in the work that you do. Thank you.
Last question, should you so choose.
We would love a few more.
Oh. Caldwell agrees.
Indeed. Hi, Tobias. My father passed away about 3 years ago, and his birthday would be tomorrow. So I wanted to say happy birthday to him. And I just wondered if there's anything that he would like to share with me, if it would be all right with you.
Indeed. I feel like John Edwards. We are having to contact him here. It is sometimes, how to say?
John Edwards?
I'm having to contact the dear father from our side and to get his permission. So there are some things that we see now that he are more personal in nature. The one thing that he is, yes, he says that you are stubborn. He says that you right now are holding on to something because you are stubborn, and he is laughing about it. He is saying that he does not understand why you are holding on to it so tightly. And if he was here on Earth right now, he said he would like give you a light spanking, nothing too severe, but to help you to understand that you have to go beyond that now. And yes, and simply says that in spite of your stubbornness, he has always loved you dearly. Thank you.
Dear Tobias, how am I doing? Would you give me insights around my relationship issue with my parents, my stillborn brother, and abortion that I had? How these issues and possibly others that I may not see affect my stepping into my power and my making money? Loving hugs.
Indeed. Indeed. As you can tell from your own energy here, there's quite a bit of guilt. There is quite a bit of holding back. There is quite a bit of, at the deeper levels, the lack of loving yourself. It is time to go very deep within, for you've been focusing on things on the outside of you right now, outside relationships, outside actions, and it's time to go very deep within. We're going to even go so far as to suggest that you go away from people for a period of several weeks. And we know you're going to say it is very difficult to do, but it is important for you to do right now. It is important for you to go off someplace where you have very minimal contact and no contact at all with those who you are physically and energetically close to. Go off by yourself for a period of time. There's part of you that is desperate for this, that needs that time alone. And face yourself. Be with yourself. Learn what it is like once again to love yourself and stop putting your energy and your spirit into other people. Thank you.
Baez, I have a question regarding the energy movement. I had an interesting experience this week with our icy roads. And here in Colorado, the left lane are the ones that move and the right lane is the ones that poke along. And I just happened to be going from the right to the left lane when I passed this car, and it was like I could feel the fear. I knew right away that it was not mine. So I took a deep breath and, you know, sent it on through. Does it even have to be known, you know, brought to our attention when we're moving this energy? Does that make sense?
Indeed. You are moving energy right now for things that on a intellectual or mind level that you're not even aware of. You're moving tremendous amounts of energy. Sometimes it is not important to know specifically what it is. If you want to find out really the outcome of all this, simply watch your news and talk to people. You will see how things are changing. It would be somewhat of a trap to get caught up in knowing everything that you're moving. In this particular incident that you mentioned, it is because it had such a connection with you, a deep place within you, triggering remembrances of your own fears. You had the compassion for this fear that you felt from this person. So it was brought very quickly to your attention. Now, as you and as all of you learn more about energy moving, you will become aware of some of the subtleties of it. You will become aware of where it is coming from. You will simply just not get caught up in it. Right now, to understand everything that's coming through would overwhelm you. You would tend to want to watch all of it or see all of it, and it would slow everything down. But you will be having more and more understanding of what energies are coming in and the attributes of them and truly where they are coming from as time goes on, but without slowing them down. So we're delighted that you bring up this example.
Dear Tobias, I'm an energy worker stuck in an old healing belief system. Every time I try to release it, I get frightened and confused. My mind starts to battle whether I should release it all. I know that the fear is connected to the way I hold the energy of my old teacher, but I can't seem to move this energy. Please help me see more into this.
Indeed. It is very important to fully embody everything that you have learned in the past. That is not about denying it or trying to cut it off. It is about fully embodying it. You have learned a tremendous amount from the old school of spirituality and a tremendous amount from this teacher. Embody this and bring it in, and then you will have no fear of moving to the next step. So.
Greetings, Tobias. I am Gabriella. I have a question about a friend of mine and my daughter who's very ill. His name is Matt. I spoke to you of him before. He has not passed yet, and we had a medium communicate with him so that we could understand what was going on with Matt. And we were told he is working with Atta. Could you tell me of Atta, who this is? He's a warrior who is working on the new earth. Is this an unfamiliar entity to you?
We're searching here.
I might have the name wrong.
We're not quite as fast as Google. We're unable to. Either this entity is not allowing the energy to come through, or that is all. There is nothing that is coming through from this.
We were wondering if we could assist Matt in any way, or is he fine?
You can assist him by having infinite compassion, compassion for him, and then this no agenda energy will flow out to him. It is understanding that he is exactly where he wants to be right now. He is exactly where he needs to be, and simply have compassion, and then it is up to him whether he chooses to use that energy or not. That is the most important thing you can do. And it is also important to say it is important not to get caught up in his energy, if you know what we mean.
Yes, thank you.
Indeed, thank you. And
last question, last if you question. Choose. Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you.
Tobias, I have memories of the past of working in Atlantean chambers and the healing chambers, and some of the memories have been coming up for me. I'm wondering if some of this energy will be usable in this new energy right now.
I get a bit choked up, and also the memories in the past. We did some incredible things together, and all of us, Chambra, in our times in Atlantis and the temples of Tien, we came up with some incredible understandings of how dimensional energies work, how this can be brought in for healing, very, very graceful and very efficient healing for those who choose it in the world. But yet we had to bury those energies because of what was going on at the time, and we have kept them suppressed up until now. We have kept them hidden. Some of you, most of you, are carrying parts of it in your own energy field until the time is appropriate to bring these up. We, as a group of Chambra, do not feel it is totally appropriate right now. It would be, how to say, it could work against the earth and against us at this time. There could be those who chose to misuse it or manipulate it. We are basically waiting until after this, the advent of the Quantum Leap in 2007, to begin working with it once again. Some of you are feeling restless because you are carriers of portions of this energy. It is not located in altogether in any one place. We all gave ourselves a portion of it to carry with us. And when the time is right, we'll put the pieces of the puzzle back together. It is no coincidence that you are having these dreams and that many of you will be having remembrances. But we have an agreement based on the highest good that we will wait to put the pieces back together.
Thank you.
And with that, Chambra, it has been a delight being here with you today. Been a delight having you as a guest in my cottage. And I enjoy the fact that you could see a different part of Metatron, that the energies can be so feminine and so nurturing and so compassionate. This is all a way of saying to you that there are many, many layers of everything. Don't take anything now for face value. Look beyond. See the many layers that make up reality and imagination. And so it is.
So it is.